就照在浮在空中的每一个水滴上。
The light of God has been flow on every drop of water in the air.
现在透过十字架那七句话。
Through the cross, those seven sentences.
现在我们知道什么叫做神的爱。
Then we know what is the love of God.
现在你看见了。
And you see.
你看有红颜色的，有绿颜色，有蓝颜色。
You see red, blue, and green.
只要有颜色的光，都不会伤害你的。
All those light up with color will never hurt you.
你看这些光不会伤害你。
They will never hurt you.
因为这些光能给你看见光，给你看见什么叫做光。
Because those light let you see what is light.
从来没有人看见过神。
Nobody has seen God.
因为主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
Because Lord has crucified.
你说我看见光了。
You say we've seen light.
因为你看见彩虹了。
Because you have seen the rainbow.
看见彩虹什么意思呢？
What does it mean when you see rainbow?
现在神不再审判了。
God no longer judge.
因为审判已经过了。
Because judgment has
你看主耶稣已经为我们钉在十字架上。
You see, Lord Jesus has already been crucified on the cross.
所以这是十字架的工作。
That's the work of the cross.
所以大概是这样。
So it's simply like this.
现在我们来的最后一个问题。
And the last question.
那这个问题呢是用英文写的。
It says in English.
意思就是说，在以西结、在启示录、在以赛亚都提到这个四个。都提到四个活物，都提到宝座等等。
It says in Ezekiel, Revelation, Isaiah, we all have the revelation of the four living creatures and the throne.
那么他们着重点在什么地方呢？
What is the heart of the God? What is the heart of this meaning?
我非常喜欢这个问题。
I really like this question.
因为这个问题你看到第一点都没有错。
There's nothing wrong with this question.
你如果真的要明白神的宝座，
If you truly have to understand the throne of God,
最少有四个地方。
There are four places.
以赛亚是一个地方，是指第六章说的。
Chapter 6 of book is Isaiah.
以西结第一章。
First chapter of Ezekiel.
然后呢是这个，然后是这个启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
还有一个地方。
And one more place.
那是但以理书第七章。
Daniel chapter 7.
那都是讲到神的宝座。
It all talks about throne of God.
不过讲到活物的时候。
As for living creatures,
的确是以赛亚、以西结跟这个启示录。
It's Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Revelation.
以赛亚是讲了撒拉弗。
It talks about seraphim.
撒拉弗其实应该就是像四活物一样。
Seraphim is the same as four living creatures.
不过那里的重点是什么？
What's the main point?
那里重点是圣洁。
That's holy.
这个基督伯的重点是荣耀。
The focal point of Sherubim is glory.
所以我们知道说，这个都是很靠近神的宝座的。
Those are all very close to the throne of God.
但是撒拉弗给的印象是宣告神的圣洁。
Sherubim proclaims the holiness of God.
而基路伯呢，乃是看守神的荣耀。
Sherubim overlooks the glory of God.
那么好了，特别那么我们知道这个启示录跟这个以西结不同在哪里呢？
What's the difference between Revelation and Ezekiel?
那启示录是给我们看见安定在天上的宝座。
Revelation let us see the throne that's set on the heaven.
那么但以理也这样。
So is Daniel.
而但以理的宝座附近有轮子的，有 wheels 的。
There are wheels between the throne of the.
所以这是在但以理里面告诉我。
That's what talked to us in Daniel.
那么但是呢，我们知道以西结就不同了。
But it's different in Ezekiel.
以西结就是这里的宝座，你在巴比伦能看得见。
You can see the throne from Babylon.
你在加巴鲁河边也能看得见。
You can also see it from River Chaba.
所以它是个活动的宝座。
So it's a living.
是个 mobile
throne.
你看见吗？今天我们有行动电话，你看这里有个行动的宝座。
Today we have mobile phone, and here we see a mobile throne.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
你看见说这个就是启示录第一章的意象。
That's the first.Chapter of Revelation, the vision.
所以你把这些通通加在一起。
So as you add everything together,
我们对神的宝座就能更进一步有认识。
Then we can know more about the throne of God.
那明天早晨我们可能会更仔细的帮助弟兄姊妹。
Tomorrow morning we will share more and help brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们每一个问题都回答了。
Thank Lord, I answer every question.
所以大家皆大欢喜。
Everyone.